The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin has now weighed in. You would have heard in the news headlines there on this Irish water suggestion, or rather a suggestion we might all be paying for water. This was the front page of the Irish Independent today. Micheál Martin says absolutely not in the government's plans. James Brown, the Minister for Housing, said likewise earlier today, not in the plans, not in the programme for government. Though the more eagle-eyed amongst you might have noticed that what the Irish Independent today reported tallied very, very closely with what was recommended by a committee a few years ago, the Committee on the Future Funding of Domestic Water in Ireland. Padraig O'Cagea was the chair of that committee. He was a senator at the time, an independent senator, and he's with me now. Padraig, it's good to talk to you, and thanks a million for taking the time. So remind us what this committee was, who set it up and why. What was the point of it?
Well, first of all, Kieran, thank you for inviting me, and lovely evening here in Galway. The point of it was that in the programme for government in 2016, Fianna Fáil were supporting a minority Fine Gael government, and they set up a programme for government with them. And part of that was that they would set up an Oireachtas committee, a joint Oireachtas committee, to look at the situation of water for domestic use in Ireland, and that that committee then would sit and deliberate and bring in witnesses and so on and so forth, and to come up with a plan or a strategy that they would propose back and give to the Dáil, or send to the Dáil, which would be debated and voted and decided on. That happened, and the Dáil actually accepted the 50 or so recommendations that the committee made. My role was chairman. I was not a deciding factor in it at all. My role was actually to make sure that the meetings would run as smoothly as possible.
And chief amongst those recommendations was, as I say, largely what was reported today in the newspaper, which was a charge for excessive water use. Is that right?
That's right. It's 100%, Kieran. Yeah, that was a very one of the very important points in it, because there was the point was made very strongly by a number of TDs and senators on the Water Committee, and in particular by people on the from the Green Party, to say, look, we don't want water wastage. We don't want people just wasting water or using water that does not really necessary to be used. So actually, it came from, I suppose, that sphere of the house, really. But so, also, Kieran, yeah. I just want to say that there's another part of it as well. There's an EU Water Framework Directive, which kind of talks to or speaks to not the excessive use of water. So that was also a part of it. In other words, if we didn't implement something like this, there was a possibility, or there is a possibility, that we could end up in breach of the European Water Framework. And that would be their directive. And that would be a reasonably significant issue for the government to deal with, financially and otherwise.
Mm. So 1.7, there's an agreed amount that's set as what the average household might use, and 1.7 times that amount is kind of the upper limit. That was the suggestion, and that's what reported in today.
Right.
And then once you go beyond that, that you might pay a charge, and the idea being that it kind of punishes those who use excessive water, and it might incentivize people to fix leaks on their property. I mean, from a personal point of view, Padraig, would you be in favour of this? I know the government have kind of been quite clear today, listen, we're not doing it. It's not part of the plans yet, not in the programme for government, but should it be, in your view?
Should
we have charges for excessive use?
Yeah, I think we should have charges for excessive use, to be honest with you. I had no part in the decision on that when I chaired the Water Committee. I made very clear that straight down the line, it's not my call. I didn't have any influence on it. But you're asking me now, was it 5 years on? Yeah, I think there should be a charge for excessive use. In other words, there should be regulations on that we should follow it. Like the big issue we have, particularly during certain times of summer, we don't have enough water. So we don't. We have to rationalize water or ration water. And quite frankly, we did. Plus also, the I suppose, sanitization, if I can use that, of water is very, 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 very expensive. So it is. So for all those reasons, I really believe that there should be some sort of a penalty for excessive use of water.
The Right to Water campaign, it became a bit of a lightning rod for just general frustration over austerity at the time. People would remember, you know, a lot of people who had complaints about the government and their handling of the economy, and they kind of coalesced around this issue. But there's still a real sense, though, that this is a bit of a landmine for government, that they really want to avoid stepping on it. There's good reason it's not in the programme for government, put it that way. Can you understand why there's such consternation?
I can still understand why, because I can understand that it's still sensitive among certain groups of the population. And but in fact, in my view, the government don't really have much of a choice on this, because, as I mentioned earlier, Kieran, is the EU Water Framework Directive that they have to follow. And it is expressed in there, the excessive use of water. So that's something that, from an EU perspective, they'll have to build in, quite frankly. I can understand some people having an issue with it. And 1.7 times, which is like if one is equal to 100%, they can use up to 170% of it. Plus also, Irish Water will actually, provided you contact them, they will actually fix the first leak for you, so they will. So that's an important thing to remember as well. Also, average leakage is down by about 10%, but it's still pretty high. It's about 30% at the moment, leakage. And that's very, very, very expensive on the country. Particularly Dublin, I'll be honest with you, because what's there is a really old 150-year-old kind of underground pipe system that's way outdated, and it's in itself is leaking water.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting when the Apple tax money came through and that decision was finalised, how many government TDs and cabinet ministers included said, listen, we've got to use a big chunk of that money to fix the water system, because a lot of it literally crumbling under the ground. We'll have to see whether they do that. It's kind of easy to say that in advance. Whether you do it when maybe something shiny above the ground might get more attention is always the temptation.
Kieran, there's two big issues here, and it kind of rocks back to the whole issue in relation to housing. One issue is Irish Water, or Uisgeirn as they're called, have to deal with archaic pipes and systems in the ground that's way, way, way outdated and is not fit for purpose. And the second thing is there's huge demand, as you know, for new houses and new accommodation, and they have to be able to facilitate those at the same time. So there's a double requirement or a double onus and responsibility on Irish Water. And quite frankly, the funding they get, I believe, and just as you mentioned there earlier about the Apple money, they do need more funding, at least in the medium term, at least over the next 5 to 7 years, in order to stabilise everything.
Pádraic, always good to talk to you. Thanks a million for the time. Pádraic O'Cage, who's a former senator and was chair of that committee on the future funding of domestic water. Quite a few people pointing out the leakage rate in Dublin between 40% and 50%. Most water is lost from these leaking pipes. They should fix them first, says somebody. Another says, as long as Irish Water is set up as a limited company, I will never support charges. Change this and I have no problem with paying charges. I assume that's a concern about ultimate privatisation. And somebody else says, water charges were never mentioned during the election, and for sure they knew this was coming. When you add this deception to the lies about the number of houses built, it seems to me that they treated us like fools and fully expect to get away with it. A valid point on the housing front. For what it's worth, I don't think there's any imminent danger of water charges being introduced. Both the Minister for Housing, who'd have responsibility in this area, and Micheál Martin, fairly clear on this today. Not in the programme for government, not in the plans just yet. Richard Boyd Barrett, the People Before Profit TD, is going to be placing his favourite read on our hard shoulder bookshelf in just a moment. But Richard, given the news that we've been talking about on the show today, I did want to ask you about water. So the Taoiseach and the new Minister for Housing been fairly clear on this. We're not introducing water charges for the overconsumption of water on a domestic basis, not in the programme for government, despite a story on the front page of The Independent today that they are on the way. What's your view of this?
Well, it might be kite flying. I certainly wouldn't trust the government with it. They were forced to abandon plans to introduce water charges and to privatise water because of a big campaign I was very much involved in that. And it was massive demonstrations and resistance and boycott that defeated it and forced them to abandon it. But I think they've always harboured the desire to privatise our water and charge us for it. So I wouldn't trust them an inch with it. And I certainly think it's important to nail the lies that this is anything to do with water conservation. I mean, one data centre uses the same amount of water as 100,000 homes in a day. So if they're worried about water conservation, they might start with stop building so many data centres or fix the leaks. And they have plenty of money to invest. About 50% of the water in Dublin is lost through leakage, which is water Irish Water's responsibility. So, you know, if there is an agenda, which I suspect there is, we've got to be vigilant and oppose it.
The Right to Water campaign, as you mentioned it, it was a huge, huge grassroots campaign when it happened. And a lot of people felt very strongly about the central issue of water. There were other people who kind of coalesced. There was a general frustration with austerity at the time, and it became a kind of a lightning rod. Do you suspect, or what scale do you suspect the opposition would be if the government tried to introduce it again?
I think it would be huge. Because water
wouldn't be as big, would it?
I don't know. Because the cost of living...
People have more
the cost
money
of living
in their
crisis is very real for hundreds of thousands of families still. So we mightn't have austerity, although we'll see how long that lasts, by the way, with this government, whether they move or if there's a world recession thanks to the protectionist policies of Trump, that they could easily move in this direction. But I also think there's always been an agenda of right-wing governments to privatise resources, natural resources, which can make money for certain individuals. So I think we always have to be vigilant to protect our natural resources and keep them in public ownership. And we should have the referendum that was promised to enshrine the constitutional sort of ownership of
that's
water
not in the programme for government
ownership.
Either.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed. Exactly. They promised it, but never delivered it.
Well, listen, if Micheál Martin or James Mann or indeed anyone else in government seeks to change policy in this regard, there'll be plenty of coverage of it. And we'll have to see how big those protests are.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.